There's a measles outbreak, and we've got some fatherly son bonding. John Gray's back, William's back. Stay tuned for this week's review of Outlander Season 4, Episode 6, Blood of My Blood.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Outlander recap.
Love the intro.
I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, oh my God. My husband and I always watch this together, and he wants to skip, and I'm like, no.
I'm sorry. I'm guilty of skipping because it's like Game of Thrones intro. Like, come on with the show.
No, I'm the same way with Game of Thrones. I have to hear the intro too, so I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But hello, everybody. We are so excited to be here, especially this episode. I'm Rachel Goodman. Did you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey guys, my name is Angel Taylor, and I will be sitting in for the rest of the season of Outlander.
Well, welcome to Outlander. This is my first time on the show with you, so
hey Rachel,
nice to meet you officially. Yes. We kind of started off with the return of John Gray, Lord yes. John Gray. I'm sorry.
sexy John.
Poor John.
I know,
I feel so bad for him every time I see him, because you can just tell the way that he feels for Jamie.
Yeah, and he's just not happy with his life overall. I mean, really marrying someone he doesn't really love, and then knowing exactly who he loves is, you know, in love with someone else, and then being a jailer, but you're a good person deep down in the core. So, and then raising someone else's kid. I mean, he really has the brakes on him. Like, I can't imagine being in his shoes, because that's just so much pressure
to be in, to have that on your plate, to live in a world where you can't be yourself. And that was another theme I felt came up in this episode a lot. And we'll get to this too, but especially with his conversation with Claire, it was all, you know, like, that this is just who I am, and he's like, me too, and it's just
me too without the me too.
Exactly. So we had John Gray show up with William, and this was, I think, Claire's first time meeting him. When they go up to him, she's with Murtaugh, who we got to see again. They go up to William, and we kind of get a feel that William is not used to this wilderness lifestyle. He's got leeches on his leg. And the thing is, like, I can understand, because if I had just been dropped into that world, first of all, leeches, no.
I mean, at any given time, I will never be fond of leeches. I don't care what environment I'm growing up in. Just the idea of something sucking my blood.
On me, stuck.
Yikes.
Claire's like, you know, you should probably just wait. They'll fall off. Oh, no.
No. What kind of advice is that, Mom?
Take them off now.
Can't you burn them off? So just kind of hold your leg up to a fire. It's not like they had matches or anything back then, but I would have started a fire.
Yeah, anything to get those creepy things off. So Claire gets to meet William, and I could sense that she had a lot of mixed feelings about this.
Yes.
Not only because of her own daughter not being with Brianna anymore, but also the fact that this is Jamie's child another woman.
It's like her stepson.
And they can't even say that it is.
Lord John is the other woman.
Yeah. And that's another thing, is just, you know, seeing Claire and Lord Gray, always the way that they interact, it's like they always have this respect for each other, but you can tell
it's a tolerance. It's a tolerance more so. And I mean, in a respectful way.
Yeah.
I did feel the cat claws come out just a bit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
I got this piece, but you got that piece. And, you know, it was
mine.
Okay. I see, you know, a little animosity, maybe a little envy, and then they're thinking that the other envies them, so...
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're both kind of in a weird place with that, right?
Oh, so, yeah, such a weird place, and it's, like, just... and I know we'll just the fact that they're sitting there when, you know, Lord John Gray ends up getting sick, And she's like, she gets all of this information from John that she didn't have before, right. like the fact that Jamie offered himself to him.
How did you feel about that, Rachel?
Okay, so here's my thing.
Okay.
I know that John, I'm just gonna call him John.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that he was in kind of, he was at like the height of his illness. So he's maybe not all there. Like he's going through, he's in a lot of pain.
He's kind of like how we are when we're drunk. We just say whatever's on our mind just in case we don't make it out.
Exactly. So he's like, you know, I don't think he meant it to be vindictive, but it came off that way.
Yeah,
and
it did.
And the thing is, he told her that out of context too. Because when it happened, it wasn't like I've never sensed that Jamie wanted to be with John. I have never gotten that from him. I've gotten, at least not from the TV show. If the books are different, everyone in the chat, you can let us know. But the TV show, I've never gotten that Jamie had any kind of romantic interest in John.
Right.
And the reason why Jamie said that to him was so that he could do something for John for taking care of William.
Yeah.
And for being that protector over him. So there was a reason why Jamie said that. But the context.
Do you think Jamie would have really gone through with it if John accepted?
Yeah, I think he definitely would have. But it just kind of shows what kind of person John is, too, that he said, and he even kind of repeats it in this episode, that he said, I wouldn't have.
Not under those terms. No. I won't have you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that was so brave and so, like, so ethical of him, you know, because he could have totally taken advantage of that.
Oh, definitely. And someone, you know, a weak, I don't want to say weaker, but some other person would have said, yes, let's do this. Yeah. So for John to be a gentleman who has honor.
Someone really immoral.
Yeah.
Would accept those terms.
Yeah. He still.
Like maybe the Tryon guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have been like, okay, come on.
Let's do this. Yeah.
So, get this over with.
What I found interesting, this is kind of going back toward the beginning of the episode, was with Murtaugh. When you can see the rising tensions between him.
There was some animosity there.
Yeah. And like with John, I'm just going to call him John. I feel so weird saying just John.
Yeah.
But with John, like you can just tell, like, and I think this kind of shows a really good point too, that not all people that were British were actually bad people. They just happened to be on one side of the fence, and they're from a different world.
Right.
And people like Murtaugh are also from a different world. And so Murtaugh knows what it's like to have all these tax hikes and to be someone who's trying to make a life in the new world. He's on one end of it, and then John's on a different in a different place. And so to see the tensions rising between them, they're good people, just they have different experiences that put them in different, that give them different perspectives.
Absolutely. So, that was well said.
Yeah. It's like,
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, how did you feel about that scene in particular?
About the scene where John confesses about Jamie offering himself?
That too. Yeah. Yeah. How did you feel about that?
The Murtaugh scene.
Well, the Murtaugh scene. We could talk about that first.
Murtaugh is so full of mystery, and he's so full of shade. Like, if shade was a thing back then, Murtaugh is king of shade. So, but he also informs the viewers, like, who we should be looking after. Like, I feel like he does a lot of foreshadowing for us. Like, the way he looks at people and the energy he gives off when he doesn't like someone.
Yeah.
So when Murtaugh doesn't like someone, I don't like him. So that's kind of like...
That's awesome.
Who he is for me. He's kind of like the voice of reason, and he's wiser, and he really does have a soft spirit. He's just really just straight to the point.
I mean,
he's so deliberate in everything he does, and he's just so like... No bullshit. And that's what I can appreciate about Murtaugh versus other characters.
Yeah, exactly. And that it's like, he is such a strong character. He always speaks his mind. Mm-hmm. But then so does John. So they're they just have different perspectives. And I just like how they're showing this in Outlander. They're not just, like, I've seen a lot of shows where they'll paint a certain picture of both sides,
right,
that's like so black and white and mm-hmm. not this area in between where, okay, people are
where
real
they
people.
Have different layers. Yeah, and it's like peeling an onion and you're uncovering parts of the character. I mean, it's a lot of character development happening as the season continues.
Yeah,
so I feel like once a character goes out and then comes back in, they're coming back in with like a new cloak. Like I just see so many different things happening. You can pick up different, I don't know, notes within their personality when they are reintroduced into the season.
Yeah.
Such as Murtaugh and such as John.
John, yeah. Yeah. So let's kind of jump to the meat of the episode, which is that measles, and we know from this from the last episode too, mm-hmm. measles is kind of, there's an outbreak, everything's
happening.
It's an
epidemic.
And John goes to leave with William after. Yeah. There is a reunion when, let's just kind of mention this first, when William and Jamie actually see each other for the first time, mm-hmm. Jamie isn't sure if William's going to remember him. William plays it off like it's the first time they're meeting. Mm-hmm. We find out later
that he knew.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I remember you from the past. Why didn't you look back at me?
And the whole time, I just kind of want to say this now, the whole episode, even before Jamie ends up kind of making his outburst about the truth, I felt like the way that the actor was playing William, he's playing it like he knows Jamie's his father, even if no one ever told him. Even in the previous seasons the previous season, mm-hmm. when we saw this whole situation unfold with William, mm-hmm. it's always played like William kind of knows, like there's this special bond beyond what he can even explain, and that he just knows in his heart.
Yeah. I mean, I picked that up as well, and it kind of makes me excited about, as the seasons progress, maybe later in a next season or the season after, William's role in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, as he resurfaces, as they like to do.
Yeah.
Just his role in the story is going to just be so vital to probably his father's future.
Yeah, exactly.
His fate.
And we know that William's going to come back. There's just so much foreshadowing that kind of speaks to that. Mm-hmm. As John's about to leave with William, he mm-hmm. just kind of passed by to kind of see Jamie. And as he's about to leave, we see that he's getting really sick. And Claire basically
passes by to see...
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, how close were you?
Yeah.
to Fraser's Ridge?
And
like,
apparently,
honestly?
It was like he was supposed to go to Virginia, and it's like, okay. Like, I'm from the East Coast, so mm-hmm. when someone says, yeah, well, we're in North Carolina, but we really weren't supposed to be here. We're going to go to Virginia.
Like,
they're not that close,
no,
especially back then when you didn't have cars. Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't buying it.
No. So it was...
We already knew what it was. So.
Yeah. And I think Claire knew the whole time, too, that he was there, that John was there for, you know, to see Jamie and to kind of, I don't know what John expected, other than maybe he just wanted to... Well, we find out later. Yeah.
He wanted to see if he could feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still have feelings for someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was trying to not take it literally, but I was like... What type of feeling are you looking for, John? Are you looking for, like, was he looking for a rise? Or was he looking for the emotional connection with someone? Like, what feeling specifically was he looking for?
Yeah.
Could he, I don't know, be like, did he really think he was going to connect on that level with Jamie?
So, and that's interesting. And I guess we should talk about that now, too. And then we'll kind of go back. But with Jamie, like when he was talking about how he felt nothing when Isabel died and how he wanted to come back here just specifically to see what he would feel if he could actually have feelings. I didn't even take it like the way that he was talking to Claire. Mm-hmm. He said that basically when he came back, he just felt shame and that he felt like anger. And, you know, that basically that's what he realized he could feel again. So we don't even, like, it's obvious he still has those romantic feelings for Jamie, but we don't get a sense of, you know, what he actually felt when he came back, other than maybe he didn't get what he wanted, or maybe he didn't get the answer that he was looking for. So
yeah, because I mean, what could have come of that? He knew about Claire, so
yeah,
it's like, what are you looking for?
Yeah,
and well, he did say it's really hard to see you with him. He was talking to Claire. It's really hard to see you with him. So were you expecting it to be easy? Like, I just wanted to know, like, what was the purpose?
Yeah, exactly. And it, yeah, I just...
Because it played out exactly how it would play out for anyone who's in love with someone and seeing them happy with someone else.
Like, exactly.
That hurts.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've been in that.
So it's like, why would you want to do
those
that?
Shoes.
So, yeah.
I've been in those shoes.
It is not fun.
No, it's not.
And to, for someone to say, oh, okay, well, I know that the person I have feelings for loves someone else. Hey, let me go visit them.
Right.
Like,
and then
what are you trying to do? What are you accomplishing?
You know that you can't have him, right?
Yeah.
Claire's like, okay, let's just be clear. You know you're not ever going to have him, right?
Yeah.
But you'll be able to love again. So, yeah. I like how she kind of uplifted him.
Yeah.
I mean, she kind of went for the jugular and then she picked him back up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was nice. Go, Claire. You're a big woman for that.
Yeah. And she always handles herself a certain way so that she makes her digs, but then she stops and then she doesn't go overboard.
It's all about class, honey. There's a classy way to do everything. Very refined she is.
So we have a couple of comments in the chat. I'm just going to kind of shout a couple people out here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Merle Ortega. I think the one thing they have in common besides Jamie is that the way that they were born, that maybe Claire had no choice of being born a woman and that John had no choice but being born gay.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fever, for God's sake, in Cleaner. Understood that. I'm not sure what he meant by the last part, but I agree with the first part. Carmen Cortez... the books are not different on the Jamie John. Well, that's good to know. Let's see. And then we have a couple others here.
The offer was a test. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a test to see, you know, if, you know, maybe he could possibly be going the other side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so let's just say, here we go. Merle Ortega, maybe he was looking for romantic feelings and for Jamie to love him like that. Okay, that makes sense, maybe. But in any case, he probably didn't get the answers. He probably got different answers than he was intending to get. So let's kind of move along a little bit here. Because while we had John getting sick, we also had William out with Jamie. So we had a lot of things happening with them. And we really got, like, I love that the episode title was Blood of My Blood, not only for what ends up happening with the Cherokee.
It's so symbolic, though, right?
Yeah. But it's also like this whole episode to me felt like a way for Jamie to bond with his actual son and to go out and spend time with him. And they just seem like they were very similar in a way, even though William has been brought up as a, you know, a gentleman and not that Jamie's not a gentleman, but that they have been brought up in very different lives and very different lifestyles. We see that when we at one point William and Jamie go fishing for food while they're out and about before they can go back to the cabin. And Jamie ends up, like, they're not catching anything. Jamie ends up sticking his hand in and catching a fish barehanded.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
And so just we see that. We see the whole situation with the deer, and we just see, like, Jamie had this opportunity to teach William certain lessons that he hadn't gotten the chance to teach him in a while.
That will probably serve him for future episodes, like him having that skill set. Like, who knows how to do that?
Yeah.
And then to also teach him humanity. Like, don't just kill for the sport, but kill to live.
Yeah.
And don't desire to leave someone, you know, hurting or tortured. Like, torture is not good. So it's like, if we must kill animals, let's kill them so that we can continue on, survive, and, you know, so that our race can continue. But don't just do it for a sport.
Yeah. And that's,
I also wanted to shout out to the AfterBuzz fans and drop a little note for you guys. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. I'm talking reality, sci-fi, I mean, comedy, dramas. There's no network that works as hard as we do. but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV channels as well. If you're watching it, we're covering it somewhere. Let us know you did so in the comments so we can shout you out right here on air.
Awesome.
For now, thank you so much for being the best fans ever and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead and follow because we will definitely give you a shout out. Also, speaking of shout outs, we have a couple other comments in the chat and then we'll keep going here. Okay, we have Elizabeth Brown. I really like their bonding. Eric Jackson. Jamie was catfishing. And we have Vista Trista 7. I like that username. Claire was cute. Great with John. And then we have Carmen Cortez. John was numb. He cared for his wife, but her dead did nothing to move him in any way. So we wanted to know if he could still feel. And that's a great point, is that he could be thinking, like, based on that society, he could be thinking, well, I don't feel anything. Something's wrong with me. Maybe right. What's going on is that he's just going through so much grief that he's not feeling it. Because as he's talking to Claire, so
that's
almost
a thing.
Yeah, like he gets to a point with Claire where I actually thought he was going to die. And William even said, my father's going to die. So I mm-hmm. thought William was predicting the future and that we were going to actually see John die. But I feel like what's going on with him is that as he's going through, you know, the sickness and he's kind of going through the recovery, I think that, you know, what he's trying to process is her passing, because this woman, like, that he was with, even if there were no romantic feelings for her, this was still a really good person that he bonded with on some level.
He said that he shared his life with her.
Yeah.
And when she died, he didn't feel anything. And that's not normal. And he knows that it's not normal. Us as viewers know, like, there's something shoddy about that. So, let's explore that. So, I mean, I know why he went there. And did he get what he wanted? Maybe not. But at least he knows that he can feel.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that maybe through talking to Claire, like, I feel like it was a great conversation for both of them.
It was so good. It was like the meat and potatoes of the episode for me, just their intimate talks as he was growing sicker and sicker.
And that's kind of where it got, like, eventually we got to the height of, like, as he's getting sicker, that he's kind of disagreeing with her a little bit more, and they're kind of going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
As he starts to feel better, there's a couple of quotes here that I really wanted to kind of just, like, go through and read.
Oh, girl, I haven't even touched on all the notes I've taken.
So John says, "Do you know what it's like to be with someone and not give them happiness? Only because you were the wrong person for them."
Mm.
And then this is where Claire came in and goes, "I was married to a good man, Frank, but the wrong man. I guess I'm envious of the time you spent with Jamie. We were deprived of 20 years together. Now that you've come here and seen him, do you still have feelings?" And this is where John admits, yes, he still cares for him.
Mm-hmm.
But Claire ends up admitting, you know, you don't have to worry, John. You're always going to have a piece of Jamie. You're always going to have William with you.
Yeah.
And so we kind of got into all these things.
Maybe not always. I feel like William's going to come back to daddy.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
later on. Maybe when he's, like, really in his teens, maybe later on he'll come back to daddy.
Yeah.
Because he knows, like, I think we know he knows that that's his dad.
Yeah.
His real dad, so.
That's the feeling I'm getting, the way that the actor's playing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be that he has no idea, but especially, let's get back to the last thing that happens with Jamie and William then,
mm-hmm.
When they're in the woods, and then William ends up fishing, and he actually catches a fish, but he's at the wrong stream where he shouldn't be, that Jamie warned
but
him.
But the Native Americans set that trap, so I was questioning if William actually caught the fish or if he saw the fish in the trap and picked up the spear.
That's a good point.
Because
maybe he
that's
did,
why
yeah.
they were upset. They're like, hey, you messing up our program over here. Like, we have a method in place and you can, like, you're not just going to steal from our resources. And, I mean, just the whole setup was how they live. So, I mean, having him come over and, you know, try to claim their food.
Yeah. Well,
not so great.
And I understand their point of view too, but it was really sad because obviously William had made a mistake. He's a kid. He doesn't know. But when he, you know, he came, it basically, you know, he goes and he grabs this fish, and then we see Jamie rushing over to him like, no, like you got to come with me right now. You
I would
gotta
have
get
been
away.
So upset if they did anything to William over that fish. I would have been, girl, I was like literally holding a table like this, like, you better not pull that axe up again.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Well,
upset.
I found it interesting. Not only did Jamie say, no, he's the blood of my blood, I need you to like take my blood instead, and they're about to kill Jamie.
Yeah.
And then William steps back up and he's like, no, take me. He's not my father. He's lying.
Yeah.
And then from that, all they did was they, like, I was scared for a second.
Well, do you think they're able to tell if they were blood?
Oh.
Because I was like, what are you doing with this blood? Are you trying to see if that's his son? Like, how are you able to tell?
What they were doing, I think, is he was just saying, all right, well, I'm assuming the chief was saying, okay, well, I said I would take your blood. So by nicking him a little bit, he still took his blood.
Yeah.
He didn't hurt him, really. It was just a little cut. But I think that was the whole point was, all right, well, here you go. We took your blood. So now you can be on your way. Don't do it again.
That's why, like, I can't be mad at the Native Americans at all. Because, like, I'm glad whoever wrote it did not villainize them. Like, still gave them humanity and respect and honor, and you know, just the way that they do things is very honorable.
Yeah
Because and back then they can take your head off without blinking.
Jamie even tells William, yeah, the reason why they're letting you go is because you stood up,
child, and you were brave.
Yeah, that he actually, you know, that what he did was honorable, trying to save Jamie, even after Jamie tried to save him.
Yeah.
So that, and I'm glad that it ended up that way. It was just, you know, a good way to settle it without actually hurting anyone. And hey, Jamie and William were on their way. And
we need to get into this vocabulary word that Master William taught us. This word is called lout, L-O-U-T. I had to Google it because I'm like, okay, put me on game to this vocabulary word. So the definition of lout, when he says, you are a lout, you know, he was upset that William made him come with him after he wanted to stay there with his sick dad. The definition is an uncouth or aggressive man. So he was calling Jamie aggressive for forcing him to come with him. So try to use that word in, I don't know, maybe a conversation or two this week. I think it'll do you some good. I'm going to try to use that word.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
We have an answer to our question. So Carmen Cortez says the trap was to slow fishes down, not to trap them. So he got that fish himself.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for letting us know that.
And then, so, okay, we see William. This is kind of like the last part of the episode. We see William riding away.
Mm-hmm.
And as a callback, because at one point William asks Jamie, well, why didn't you look back at me? And Jamie admits that the reason he didn't look back was because he thought, oh, I'll never see him again. I don't want to give him false
hope. Makes it too hard.
Yeah. So they eventually, you know, Jamie and William come back. John's okay. When they leave, at the very end, William looks back. Yeah. And so that's why I know we're going to see him again.
That was a moment for all of us.
Yeah.
Like, I've felt my eyes getting watery. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Because I have kids. So just imagine that, you know.
Yeah.
Not being able to raise your own child, or if your child knows that you're the biological parent.
Yeah.
And not being able to really live freely in that truth. That's hard.
Well, and the thing for Jamie is he didn't get to raise either of his children.
I know.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Yeah. So he's had it bad. Like, not
he's
that,
had it double, like a double whammy. It's a boy and a girl. You don't get either of those experiences.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Because even Brianna. So we have William, who will probably always call John his father, even if he one day knows the real truth.
Yeah.
Brianna will always probably refer to Frank as her dad because she was so bonded to him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to, you know, once a child is brought up with someone as their parent, you can't just dissociate that person from having that role in your life.
Right.
So Brianna's dad will probably always be Frank because he's the one who raised her. So Jamie got, you know, he got a crappy situation out of this.
Yeah. He got the short end of the stick in both cases, unfortunately.
But I think that, you know, right now is a good time for us to go to our special segment, From Book to Screen.
Woo woo!
I like that sound.
With our typewriter.
Yeah.
And then our bing.
So, okay. So the first thing I want to say, and this actually came from the special segment at the end, they were talking about this. The ring, and we didn't touch on this, so we'll touch on it now. The ring that they gave, that Jamie gives Claire at the very end, the ring that says, give me 1,000 kisses, mm-hmm. in the book, this was actually the ring that happens originally, that is given to Claire originally.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't, when they were talking about this in the special segment, they said, okay, well, we weren't able to go with that ring then. We wanted to bring in the original ring into the TV show. So now she's getting that original ring from mm-hmm. the marriage.
Yeah.
So we have that. Also, shout out to Elizabeth Brown. She's mentioning that they flipped the events of last week and this week. In the book, Gray comes first, then the events with the Mueller's. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and that makes sense, too. That makes complete sense.
Do you think they did that?
So my thought would be maybe it was easier to kind of show, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here, but maybe it was easier to show the measles were coming by introducing the Mueller's first in a show. But
yes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That could be just a random theory that doesn't make sense. But that's kind of the first thing that popped into my head.
I like it. I'll buy it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that Elizabeth Brown says, I was kind of sad that they didn't do the whole snake in the privy scene. So I don't know exactly what that scene was, but apparently, do you remember when William was going out to use the bathroom? And first of all, as he's walking out, he's like, well, wait, isn't someone going to just get our chamber pots?
I know. And then, so privileged.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, but as he's walking out, what I'm guessing happened based on that is that there was a snake in the bathroom that someone had to deal with, and I'm guessing it was William. So.
Yikes. That's scary. Did you love the way they did William's hair to look like Jamie's?
Yeah.
The red hair with the bangs.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Come on with these bangs. Was that a thing? Men with bangs back then?
Not that I'm aware of, but if anyone in the chat.
I know about the wigs, obviously, but the bangs.
Yeah, because
that is all Jamie.
Yeah.
Nobody else has them except his son.
Yeah, exactly. Well, well, I guess that they were trying to show a point that his son. Yeah.
Yep.
But I think that's a good time, too, for us to then go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Do you want to start with any predictions you have?
Well, besides, I know that we will be seeing Master William again.
Yeah.
I would go into say that's not the end of the conversation about Jamie offering himself to John. So I think Claire, it'll sit on her mind for a bit. It may not happen next episode, but it's going to resurface for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree with that. So I think it's definitely going to happen where eventually Claire's going to want to know what John meant when he said that Jamie offered himself to him.
Right.
That's one thing. I think that he will eventually see William again. Brianna, and I know I'm getting some of this from the previews for the following week,
mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing that Brianna is going to have some troubles getting from Scotland to over back to the United States. Well, I guess we'll just say the new, you know, we'll just say America.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this feeling that it's going to be really hard for her. What I would love to happen, and this is kind of less of a prediction and more just like what I hope happens,
mm-hmm.
is that she runs into Jamie before she runs into anyone else that might potentially hurt her. Yeah. Yeah, and that, you know, she gets to meet.
I don't know. She seems like a badass. I think she could hold her own. What do you guys think? Let us know in the chat.
That would be really interesting.
I think she can hold her own. I mean, even to the Redcoats.
I mean, she knew when Claire was getting ready to go into the past, they did all this prep work. I mean, I know Claire was the one really doing it because she knew what to expect. But Brianna knows from watching her mom prepare that she would have to prepare for this too.
Right.
So you would hope that she would have brought certain things that would help her. Yes. Or like certain, like, you know, defense materials. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying a gun necessarily, but just something that if she were attacked. And she's also, she was originally a history major too. So she, especially
so she
America,
knows exactly what to expect.
Yeah. So she kind of has an idea of, okay, I need to protect myself. This is what I need to do to protect myself.
I really wish they would have dropped us some clues before she went to the stone, like what she was up to.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Maybe Roger found something that could have clued him in on what her mind was thinking while they had that little absence there.
Yeah. And I almost, speaking of Roger, and then we have a comment in the chat. Speaking of Roger, the shaved face in the preview, I had to watch that preview a second time.
Because you didn't know who it was.
I was like, who is that? And my husband's like, oh, yeah, no, that's Roger. I was like, what? No.
He looks less Scottish, doesn't he?
He looks just a lot different. Like, it's hard to even describe how. Mm-hmm. He just looked like a different person. And I was like, okay. I thought it was
his... He kind of has a baby face.
Yeah. So earlier when we were talking about book to screen and we mentioned we mentioned the snake story in the privy.
Mm-hmm. What they say.
Elizabeth Brown says Ian and him tried to shoot the snake and dropped the gun and ended up having to go in and get it out. So that's the story with that.
Go in where to get it out?
Go into the bathroom to get it out, or the privy, or whatever they're calling it.
Where was Ian in this entire episode?
He was MIA, I guess, this week. I think...
Where was he supposed to be?
You know, good question. I think he had gone away a couple episodes ago. I could be remembering that wrong. Mm. But
that's right, because I haven't seen him in a bit.
Yeah, and then we have a couple other comments, too, and then we can kind of wrap up here. Merle Ortega says, I liked it when John corrected him and think that you have to get used to it when you think the PV or the bathroom death outside the house. And then Eric Jackson says, it looks like Roger is going back in time next week. It looks like Roger and his sister are going back in time.
I think so.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, on that note, I think that about wraps up our recap. Where can...
Oh, okay. So, sorry. No. Carmen just came through and said that Ian's hunting with the Cherokee. That was mentioned in this episode. Sorry, guys. I had a brain fart.
No, I didn't remember either. So, cool. This is why we rely on the chat so much.
Thank you, Carmen, Eric, Merle, Vista Trista girl.
Cool name.
You guys are amazeballs. Thank you so much for helping us carry this show.
Yeah. So where can we find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram. It is under AngelTaylor_.
Awesome. And I am Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman. I also am on the Young and the Restless AfterBuzz recap show on Sundays at 5. And I do the Ray Donovan AfterBuzz recap right before this show at 7. So this is all Pacific Standard Time, by the way. So if you watch any of those shows, please catch me there.
She has a full Sunday night.
Yeah. AfterBuzz is my other home. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.